This is Play On from Valley Public Radio. I'm David Alse. Today we are making a salute to youth, and we have two terrific young instrumentalists who will be joining us in the program. And as always with us is Ray Hototo. Ray, welcome.
Thank you, David.
And with us to kick off the program, one of those young instrumentalists is Anjali Makaranas. Welcome, Anjali.
Hi, David. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you with us as well. So, Ray, why don't you tell us how you and Anjali are connected?
Yes. Well, it's important for me right now to hear what the youth are doing during this pandemic. And I was so fortunate to meet Anjali in the California All-State Orchestra. She was my concertmaster, and I was thrilled to know that she was from Fresno. And I got to work with her musically with this, I think it was like a 125-piece orchestra full of talented young musicians, high school musicians from the whole state of California. And I couldn't be more proud of Anjali from the Valley and representing the Valley in this way. And she was just wonderful to work with. So I'm thrilled to have you, Anjali, on this program. We're going to explore the music of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade. This is a wonderful kaleidoscope of fairy tales, the 1001 Arabian Nights, the stories that Scheherazade weaves throughout this piece. But I think right now, I would love to hear stories in a different way. And I would really like to hear from Anjali, you know, how you are dealing with this world, you know, a pandemic right now, and your story. You know, what is your story? Mm-hmm. I know you started violin at the age of 3. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was actually, it's a really funny story. So I was around 3 years old and I was watching TV and I was watching my favorite TV show at the time, which was Little Einsteins. And then apparently, this is from my mom, she said that I watched an episode where there was a violinist. And after that episode, I just kept begging my mom. I just kept pointing at the TV and like saying like, I want that. And after I think a year of like begging, she finally let me looked for a violin teacher, and I was in Illinois at the time. I was born there, so she found me a teacher, and then I just started violin after that, and I just loved it since then.
Right, and so you've been playing for 14 years, is that correct?
Yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
That is incredible dedication. And you graduated just recently from the University High School in Fresno.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. And I just want to know what your feeling was about in March when the shutdown happened and COVID-19 hit all of us all around the world. What were your feelings right away at that moment?
Honestly, it's a very confusing time because in March, we didn't know if we were going to return back to school, or it was just crazy for me to think that, you know, that day was just like the last day of high school for me, like in an actual classroom and not, you know, online through Zoom. It just felt really unreal, I guess. You know, it just felt very sad for me at the same time that I couldn't spend time with my friends, the teachers who I'd known for, you know, these past 4 years. And it was just really kind of heartbreaking to know that that had been the last time we had been there all together in person. And I was really disappointed that our season for orchestra had been canceled at least. So, yeah, it was just like a really rough time for me, I guess, because I really love being around people and just collaborating with a lot of other musicians.
Well, what I find amazing is that the resilience of the youth today and how, you know, how you're coming out of that sadness and knowing that, you know, you couldn't finish your high school, you know, your senior year. How disappointed you must have been. But then you are doing these Zoom videos with your friends and collaborating music in a different way. Tell us a little bit about how you're going about that.
Sure. Yeah. So honestly, the best thing that I loved about just being at home is like being able to reflect a lot on how much, you know, I really love to collaborate with a lot of musicians. So it's gotten like a lot of creativity to spark. So I watched a lot of videos of different orchestras playing different music from their own houses and like putting all the videos together. And so I thought that that would be a wonderful idea to do. So I actually started this project. It's called the Little Virtuosos Project in the fall of my junior year. So that was in 2018. For me personally, I'm really passionate about music and neuroscience. I'm really fascinated with how through music we can think back to different memories and just associate certain melodies with different parts of our life or different emotions. So I really wanted to create a project that would explore that and also bring music education to different places in Fresno where it's probably not as prominent. So I started that project with a couple of friends from my school. And so we played and performed at a local homeless shelter called Evangel Home. And we created this kind of curriculum, I guess you could call, like where we taught them a little bit about music, about rhythm, about basic music reading. And then we also researched a little bit on our own about the current research about music therapy and how it is used to help people with mental illnesses. And so that's been really a great project of mine that I'm super passionate about. So I really wanted to continue developing this project, even though it would be online. So I had a lot of my friends and I come up with different video ideas and different music, and we would each record our own separate parts of a piece, and then I would just use iMovie to put it all together, and then we would just post it on YouTube and Instagram and to, you know, just spread a little bit of positivity right now. So
that is so admirable, Anjali. I think
thank you so much.
That is so wonderful, and you bring such hope to the you know, situation we're in right now by just adapting and being so persistent with your passion. I think that's so invaluable. It's just amazing to me.
It means a lot. Thank you.
So I'd like to go into Scheherazade now. This is an incredible piece. And what's more amazing, Anjali, is that you played this piece as a concertmaster. The first movement is called The Sea and Sinbad's Ship. Rimsky-Korsakov called this piece a kaleidoscope of fairy tales. But what's amazing is that it's such a programmatic work in that you can really hear all the elements of the story told through the music. And this master orchestrator, the composer Rimsky-Korsakov, really set all of the storylines and gave them to different instruments in the orchestra. And so Scheherazade is represented by the concertmaster, the solo violin, accompanied by the harp. Anjali, I just want to ask you, what was it like playing Scheherazade?
It was really a fun experience, that especially the violin solos, they have so much contrast and just different emotions you can try to convey through these different parts. So it was really fun because I think music is a lot like acting and, you know, theater productions where you can just basically have different characters out of every one of them. And like playing the princess would be really fun. And I really enjoy playing it. So.
Well, and it's funny that you say acting because it is very, very operatic, this piece.
Yeah.
You know, like you can hear in the beginning, the Sultan, you hear them in the opening with the brass, the trombones and tuba and strings playing fortissimo, pesante. And it's very dramatic. It's like, boom, we're right there on the stage with this sultan who's angry, bitter, betrayed, rage.
Yeah.
And right away, the curtain opens with the winds, you know, these held chords. And we are revealing the storyteller, which is you, right? The violin solo. All of a sudden, with the harp accompaniment, we're mesmerized by her. And the sultan is mesmerized by the story that she weaves on and on. What's so amazing about this music is that it's not in 4-bar phrases. Sometimes there are 5-bar phrases. It interweaves all of these stories throughout the movements in a very, you know, subtle and organic way. And right away, we hear the ship. And so she introduces the story, and then the cellos go right into this undulating rhythm and up and down, going up and down arpeggios. And we feel this rocking of the ship happening, going back and forth in the water. It's just an incredible opening, one that really sets the stage, again, like an opera.
Let's listen now as Ray Hatoda leads the Fresno Philharmonic in the first movement of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade in a concert recorded January 2019 at the William Saroyan Theater in Fresno. That was the Fresno Philharmonic performing the first movement of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade in a concert recorded January 2019 in Fresno. Our theme in this episode of Play On is Salute to Youth, and we're joined by violinist Anjali Makaranis. So, Ray, let's talk about the second movement of the Scheherazade.
Yes. So the second movement is entitled Story of Prince Kalandar. Prince Kalandar, you have to understand, is more of a mystic, a magician. We have this exotic melody, first played by the bassoon, and then later by the oboe. It has this kind of modal aspect to it. During this time, Mussorgsky and Rimsky-Korsakov, Borodin, Balakirev, Cui were a part of the Russian Five. And they really tried to establish this kind of Russian flair and flavor to their melodies and to their music. So we hear a lot of Turkish, Arabic, maybe a little bit of Spanish elements to their music. And in the second movement, you hear this mystic Kalandar, this prince, portrayed that way. And so you'll hear this really exotic melody happening after Scheherazade sets up the story. So Anjali, again, now we're in the second movement. The solo violin opens that second movement. Now, when you performed it with your orchestra, was it the youth orchestra or your high school orchestra?
It was the university high school orchestra.
Fantastic. So you had now, you know, gotten over the nerves of doing the first movement solo, yeah. Right? And then you're starting the second movement. What was that like performing it? In performance, I think it's different from rehearsals. Do you feel that
way? For sure, yeah.
Felt about that.
In performance, it's like a different feeling. A lot of nerves going on, a lot of like pounding heart. So I guess starting this second movement, it was a lot more mystical, a lot more, you want to draw the listener in. So I just had this feeling while playing that I wanted my lines to be a lot more smoother, a lot more long. I just wanted to give a great introduction to the next theme that would come in later.
Yes, it's funny that you mentioned that your heart was pounding because our concertmaster in this performance, I remember her talking about it afterwards, that it's one of these violin solos in major orchestras that all the concertmasters in big orchestras still get nervous for.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, having done it already, I think every time you do it, you'll have a different perspective on how, you know, you'll be a different violinist each time you do it. Yeah. And I think that's what's so amazing about music is that there's so many interpretations of this Scheherazade. You know, sometimes I hear it as very passionate. Sometimes it's very like once upon a time, very slow and revealing in that way. And so right now, how would you play it now if you were able to do this?
Yeah, what I love about music is like you can really do something different every time you play, even if it's the same piece. I feel like before I was a lot more like aggressive and passionate and I would go through a lot of things like really quickly. And I feel like now I would take a little bit more time with my phrases and, you know, make more of a line with it, do a lot more with my dynamics. And I think I would go much more on like the gentler, like sweeter side of it and then try to put a little bit more contrast in it. So maybe for the first line, I would do it a lot smoother. And then when it gets to the cadenza, I'd probably play that a little bit more passionate, especially with a higher octave at the end. And just to give a little more contrast within my playing.
Yes. And the ending of the whole entire work of this amazing, amazing piece, the solo violin ends the entire piece, the last movement.
Yeah.
And it's this high E, this harmonic E way up in the register of the violin. And you have to sustain your bow like no one else.
Yeah, I remember thinking like, oh my gosh, I really need to hit that note.
Yes, and everyone's counting on you, but it's such an amazing, hopeful ending. It's challenging for any violinist, but I think it's just admirable that you just took that on, and I'm sure you played it with so much beauty and passion.
Thank you.
Now let's go back to the second movement. The opening is fantastic. It's Scheherazade saying, okay, here's the setting of this Kalandar, the mystic. And then we have the bassoon solo and the oboe solo. But then we have a cello solo in there as well.
Yeah.
And it's very rhapsodic. And the cellist is like also telling a story. And he's saying, let me show you some magic. And so Prince Kalandar is, this cellist. And it's just... There's this great orchestration that happens. And again, I find this movement very operatic with the different wind instruments that are highlighted throughout it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hear the second movement.
That was the second movement of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade, performed by the Fresno Philharmonic under the direction of Ray Hotoda. And we've been talking about it with Ray and our guest today, Anjali Makaranas.
So Anjali, I know you just graduated high school, and we want to know what you're doing in the fall, where you're planning on going to school.
So in the fall, I'll be attending Harvard College.
Great. And what will you be majoring in?
I'm thinking right now of majoring in neuroscience or psychology, but I'm going to keep my options open for now.
And we hope you keep playing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we wish you best of luck as you go forward.
Thank you so much for having me.
I love the ending of that second movement of Scheherazade. I think it's such an amazing way that Rimsky-Korsakov captures that this flurry of activity that happens, really, again, weaving a story into the orchestration. And there's a turning point in the coda section of that second movement where you hear, if you can recall, the flute solo with a harp this time. And then also the same solo taken up by the horn solo. For me, it's when the magician is captured at the end and then somehow escapes from his captors and disappears in a flurry at the end. So it's such a magical way that Rimsky-Korsakov weaves, again, the instruments into the story.
It really is so fun. This seems like an extra level of depth in programmatic music from a composing perspective.
Absolutely. And again, I have to reiterate that Rimsky-Korsakov was a master orchestrator. And that's really how a composer can manipulate and use the instruments to the best of their ability, but in different ways. And I think this is what makes it so innovative with this piece. Rimsky-Korsakov is so creative in how he puts that together.
That's really cool, Ray. And I might add, this is Play On from Valley Public Radio. I'm David Allison with us, music director of the Fresno Philharmonic, Ray Hotoda. And today we're making a salute to youth and through it exploring the music of Rimsky-Korsakov. And our other special guest today is a fantastic young violist from Fresno, Justice Vang. Justice, welcome.
Hello.
Thank you so much, Justice, for being with us. And I think right now, David, I like to celebrate the youth. I think it's important because they are our hope and our future. And we want to acknowledge their strength and perseverance during this difficult time. So, Justice, how are you doing these days post-COVID-19?
Well, COVID-19 has affected all of us in many ways. But for me specifically, it's affected me a lot when it comes to music. For example, I have to take lessons over video call now with my instructor, Michael Cheng.
And I'm sure it's frustrating for teachers all over the world who are teaching on Zoom and FaceTime and all of that. But I want to point out that Michael often plays principal viola for the Fresno Philharmonic. And I think he's such a wonderful, spirited, energetic player, but also a dedicated teacher. And can you tell us a little bit about your background? When did you start playing viola?
I started playing viola in fifth grade, which is when schools start first lending out instruments for students.
And why did you choose the viola over any other string instrument? I'm just curious.
Well, a big inspiration for me was my sister because she played violin and I'd always hear her play and I'd be like, well, that sounds so pretty. I want to do something like that. But at the same time, I wanted to do something completely different from her. So, of course, I can't play the violin like she did. So I went with the viola.
Great. And the viola is such a unique sound. It's this alto sound. And I think oftentimes overlooked as, you know, an instrument in between the violin and the cello, but it has such a powerful, deep, dark, rich sound. What are the things that you love about playing viola?
Well, something I love about viola is how deep and rich of a sound you can get out of it. It's something unique from the violin and the cello, and it really gives the viola its identity.
Right. And I met you this past February when I conducted the California All-State Orchestra. What was your experience playing with 125 musicians from all over the state of California?
Well, it's such a cool experience because it's so different being in a room full of the best student musicians in California to make some beautiful music.
Yes. And I think you play with the Youth Orchestra of Fresno, is that correct?
Yes.
And Thomas Loewenheim, another amazing, amazing musician in the community. I think his dedication, the youth orchestra's dedication to this community, is unsurpassed. And I just want to give a big shout out to all those teachers in this area, in the Valley, who are so persistent and dedicated and wanting to spread the love of music to our youth. I want to say thank you so much. And what is it like working with Michael Chang?
He's a really cool guy. Whenever I have a lesson with him, he just has this calming aura around him where I just feel super comfortable being taught, and I'm really willing to grow and become better around him.
Wonderful.
That's terrific.
Well, Justice, I'd love to hear your thoughts about Scheherazade. I know that you have played it with the University High School Orchestra with Anjali as the concertmaster, so you actually heard her perform this work. What are your thoughts about this incredible symphonic poem?
The fourth movement, I think, is really cool because in the beginning, we hear that bombastic sound that we heard at the beginning of the piece, where it's the Sultan entering, except this time it's faster, and it kind of gives this sense of anxiety, which I kind of feel as the Sultan being anxious to hear the rest of Scheherazade's story, saying, come on, finish it, finish it.
That's fantastic. It's exactly what I was thinking as well when I conducted. And when Scheherazade responds to his anxious call, she says more like, there's a lot to cover in this story, so just hang on. It's an action-packed last movement. And what's interesting is that Rimsky-Korsakov in the title says, Festival in Baghdad, the sea, the ship breaks up against a cliff, surmounted by a bronze horseman, period. Conclusion, period. So there is a lot to cover in this last movement. And as you said, it starts off wonderfully with the Sultan and Scheherazade. But then we go to the vivo section. And you, being a violist, know how difficult this vivo section is, right?
Yes.
And what's amazing, again, David, when we're talking about the orchestration of Rimsky-Korsakov, he's being innovative here and a little bit different. He's tweaking the instruments to do things differently. And the viola and tambourine start this vivo section, this really fast section of the piece. And instead of having the tambourine play the rhythm, the viola plays the rhythm as if it were a tambourine, right, Justice?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then we have the flute solo coming in right after that. So it's just a fascinating way that he orchestrates this work. And I'm so thrilled that you have played this piece because I think it's one of the monumental orchestral pieces in the symphonic repertoire. Thank you so much, Justice, for being a part of this broadcast. And we just want to wish you all the best and stay strong and stay hopeful.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Justice.
Here now, the Fresno Philharmonic performs the fourth movement of Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was the Fresno Philharmonic performing the fourth movement of Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade.
Yes, and such a beautiful ending to the symphonic suite. And I just want to thank again the incredible musicianship of Stephanie Santambrogio, our concertmaster, and all the musicians of the Fresno Philharmonic for that performance. Just so proud of our orchestra. And just miss making music with all of you. Every time I hear these broadcasts, David, I'm so grateful for what I can do with this orchestra and this community, but I miss you all very, very much.
Absolutely. And we're all cannot wait till performing arts groups can be out and performing safely again. Well, Ray, it's been super fun doing this series with you.
David, thank you so much. And thank you to KVPR. We've had such a great time, and I look forward to next time.
As do I. Thanks so much.
This has been Play On, a discussion of life, music, challenge, and inspiration. Thanks to Ray Hotoda, Stephen Wilson, and the Fresno Philharmonic. Special thanks to our guests today, Anjali Makaranis and Justice Vang. For Valley Public Radio, I'm David Alves.